The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best they can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well.
Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm your host, Michael Sloan. I got Pastor Billy Thompson, and I believe I have Makara joining us as well.
Yes, you do.
How you doing, Makara?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing really good, and I didn't have any coffee.
Oh, so you're energized.
Yes, I am energized. Again, we have Pastor Thompson. I have a few things that I definitely want to go over today. But tell me, how was your weekend, Makara?
It was good. I went bowling. I went skating. It was peaceful. How was yours?
I'm good. I'm on a call. What did you say, Makara? I'm sorry.
I said I went bowling. I went skating. It was very peaceful. How was yours?
Mine was good. I do have a question. What was your score?
Wasn't that good. I think my highest was like 100.
You suck! My producer should have actually cued in with something like that.
Oh.
But he didn't. I don't know. He must be sleeping on a job. But you got 100. You know, here's a weird thing about me and bowling. I'm capable of bowling a 60. I'm also capable of bowling over 200. I don't know why, but it's to the level of competition. If I bowl with bad bowlers, I am going to bowl bad. If I bowl with a professional bowler, oddly enough, I'm going to emulate the person and I'm going to be very competitive.
When I was in college, I took a bowling class, so the longer I stay at a lane, the better I get, but I'm not that great.
Okay. So we won't hold it against you, even though you're my daughter. You're supposed to be competitive. We know
bowling
you didn't
is more your son's game.
Yeah, and we know you weren't that competitive until you went to college. Then you decided to get into a sport.
No. Shall I tell the story of track and how I joined it for you?
Are you going to come?
Yeah.
There come the daggers again. All right. we got to move on from that. So your weekend was pretty full, right?
Yeah.
Good.
How was yours?
Mine was a blur. It came, it left. I don't know what I did. How about that? Probably went to the casino. You know, when you go to the casino, you don't remember anything. You don't want to talk about it unless you win. So evidently, you know what happened.
We won't talk about that. How was your weekend, Pastor?
Well, my weekend was actually pretty active. We had a concert with one of the organizations that I'm a part of, the Pennsylvania Eastern Keystone Baptist Association. So We put together a choir that consisted of pastors and ministers all across the city of Philadelphia. And we had it at the prestigious Monumental Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. J. Wendell Mapson is the pastor. And, you know, our moderator, Dr. Wayne Weathers of the association, you know, welcomed everybody. We sang. I think we did five songs, and we had just one other group, which was the Philadelphia Men's Fellowship Choir. It was about 60 men up there singing. So we had a really good, decent crowd that came out, and, you know, it was good. Are we post-COVID now? One of the few times that I have seen a large crowd gather in a religious building. And so we had good participation, and it was really uplifting.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I heard that you could carry a tune. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but one day we will.
Makara.
And we know how I sing, right, Makara?
He must be speaking of you, Pastor, because I'm his daughter and I have inherited his vocal cords.
Oh. Yes. Makara, you don't sound as bad as I do, though.
Thank you.
It's very difficult to sound like me. I could win a contest, actually, for the worst singer. I actually could. You know, people had called the police on me a few times for singing. So I can assault someone's ears rather quickly. And, you know, oddly enough, my brother and I have the same voice. We sound exactly alike. My older brother who passed away, and he could sing. I never got that. He could sing. I can't sing worth a lick. And you know, his wife and my ex-wife, they would get confused as who was on the phone. They never could tell us apart.
Wow!
But he could sing. Go figure. I don't understand that. And then someone told me, Pastor, you can confirm this or not, who she was a vocalist and she teach people how to sing. She said she could teach me how to sing. And after she heard me, she said, I don't know about you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. She was like, ugh, I never heard anyone like that. So I don't know what happens when I the size of open my mouth, though. But we have a good show today. I'm going to talk about some companies who are joining the Federation. We're going to have them on over the next few weeks. I'm going to bring a couple of them up. Matter of fact, Complete Home Care, Meals America, Dedicated. These are organizations that have become a part of our family that we're going to be promoting in our community, which we know is very important. You know, this programming is brought to you by the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses, and you can go to our website if you would like to have more information on what we're doing, what we're going to be doing, because we do have some things planned in the community. We plan to promote those who help our community. Doesn't matter whether you're black, white, green. If you help our community, you deserve to be promoted. And if you, you know, constantly take from the community and don't put anything back, well, you should be called out for that as well. You know, it's all about promoting wellness. We know that we live in a country that is constantly changing, the turmoil that's going on, and we know a lot of the senseless killings that constantly go on in the urban community. But I think over the last few weeks, we reached I think a new low. You know, anytime you go into a classroom, a school and you shoot a bunch of kids. That's sad. That is sad. Now, we know in the urban community, kids are dying all the time. But to go into a classroom and target kids, you know, it's that is horrific. I was listening to watching the basketball game, and Steve Kerr came on, who's the coach of the Golden State Warriors. And he went on this epic rant about our government and the ineptitude. And he singled out and he called out some politicians about, you know, what's not being done, you know, our political system, how it's, you know, so divided. And actually some of the NBA players, not NBA players, but the announcers, Kenny, Charles Barkley, and I forget the other gentleman's name. They began to Shaq. I'm still forgetting the other guy's name. But they went on to talk about, you know, what's wrong with the society, their opinion, and, you know, what ails it and what can fix it. And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs how, you know, we've and McCary, you've always said, listen, it's always been a part of us. It's just being reported, but not like this. It's to me, this is just over the top. Your thoughts? Anybody?
Well, when it comes to school shootings, that is an issue that nothing has, in my opinion, really been done to try to curb it or prevent it. It's just a, you know, it's a wash as far as what we do about it. Usually we just offer thoughts and prayers and say how horrible a tragedy has occurred and then wait for the next one.
You wait for the next one. You know, we have people going in churches and killing people in church. We have people going in schools, shooting kids up, you know. And what were their grades?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they were between the ages. They were very young kids, so... I think between 6 and 10, somewhere around that age right there. So they were helpless, just helpless. And I think there's a social conscious, and I think one of the ex-NBA players said, oh, this is just demonic. You know, you have people who are depraved, and, you know, we have a society that sunk so low. And they talked about gun laws, you know, changing laws to make it more difficult for people to get guns. Well, I you know, I'm a little twisted about that. I don't have a gun. But, you know, back in the day when everyone had a gun, Wild Wild West, everyone just had a gun, you know, less people got killed.
They didn't have the guns that we have today.
Yeah, but
they didn't. They had guns. They didn't have guns that can severely harm.
But people, it was just rare that people killed each other, though, because everyone had a gun.
It's apples and oranges.
As a matter of fact, there is a town that here in this country. I forget who told me this. If you don't have a gun, you could be cited. Everyone in the town has to have a gun. No one gets shot there. It's a town where in our country that if you live in that town, you have to own a gun.
Okay.
Or you get cited.
So it's more likely than not a small town, right?
Yes.
what is the crime rate in small towns? Because that's what you have to compare it to. You can't compare a small town to a crime rate and gun rate to a city's. You have to compare it to another town of similar size and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that information, but I'm just saying it's easy to say, oh, look at this one town and how great it's doing. But how many people are in that town? How well does that town know each other? It, all those things matter.
Yeah, that does play a part.
Beyond just everyone has a gun.
Just want to remind everyone, you're listening to WWDB, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. I'm your host, Michael McCare, and we have Pastor Thompson, who is joining us. And if you would like to join in the conversation, you can call 888-329-3306. Again, that's 888-329-3306. Pastor Thompson, I'm going to digress for a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself. I know this is not your first rodeo here. But why don't you chime in, tell us what you've been doing and what you do and how you've been doing it and how do you like it?
Well, you know, I have had the wonderful opportunity to become a part of the Federation and work alongside the magnificent, wise Reverend Michael Sloan. That's what's been happening. You know, we have been out servicing seniors for the past, I guess, 3 months now, kind of partnered together. I work, also known as Medicare Billy, helping seniors get connected to the services that they have been paying into this system for the past some 40, 50 years as it relates to their Social Security, as it relates to taxes. All of these things, when you hit 65, you become eligible for a lot of things. One being the health care system that is provided for those that did pay into the quarters necessary to receive those benefits. And so one of the things that I have done is I have created what we call the Silver Birthday Club. And just last Thursday, we had our event, which is in the North Philadelphia section, is held at 800 West Olney Avenue at the Majestic Hall. So this past Thursday, we had what was called the Silver Fox Fashion Show. And we had several seniors that strutted their stuff on the runway. And we celebrate all of the birthdays in that month. And so we had seniors line up that had their birthdays here in May, and everything is catered. It's a free event with DJ, and it is just a wonderful, good, clean time for seniors to come out, celebrate each other, get that social component that has been kind of missing, letting them know that they're still important, letting them know, again, that there are services out here that they can tap into some low to no cost. And so I wanted to share that we do have two chapters. We have a West Philadelphia chapter that meets on the second Friday of each month. And we have been hosting that at 63rd and Market in the community room that is there at the Oak Street Health Center on the second floor. And then our North Philadelphia location is the third Thursday in each month. And like I mentioned, that's in the Olney section of Philadelphia. And so, you know, it's been a great time. We've been able, again, to get the seniors active. Just this past Thursday, we talked about estate planning. We talked about funeral planning. We talked about some real issues. As most of us know, just recently we received a tax hike on our properties. And a lot of these seniors, again, that have worked all of these years, and that being the biggest asset that they have, are in financial straits where they're not able to pay those taxes because some of them are still
having hard times just paying for the medication that they're on. And so we have a comprehensive plan where we sit down and we do a free benefits checkup review with them. And we make sure that they are positioned best so that they could have a healthy, fruitful, happy senior life. And so the Silver Birthday Club does that. Am I excited about it? Of course, you know, because I haven't stopped talking since you, you know, gave me the opportunity. And so it's great that the Federation, number one, recognizes that this is something that is important. We've got a ton of baby boomers, and there's somebody turning 65 every single day. There's thousands and thousands of people turning 65 every single day. And so these people are coming into a new opportunity where they don't understand Medicare, Medicaid, A, B, and C. Some of them don't even know how to apply. They don't know how to transition from off of retirement. Those that are in retirement, those that continue to work, they still don't know how to make the transition over into these benefits. And that's where I come in. So MedicareBilly.com is definitely a website that you can connect with me. My number also is 267-737-9447. And our upcoming events, those of you, the seniors that are on here, you're listening, want to invite you out. Again, it's free. Okay. If you're in the West Philadelphia section, the second Friday night, we're going to be at 63rd and Market. And that club goes from 5 to 8 p.m. So it's a little earlier, 5 to 8 p.m. So you can get in and get out and still make it home to watch your late night movie. The North Philadelphia crowd, they start on the third Thursday nights at 800 West Olney Avenue again. They start at 7 p.m., 7 p.m., and we go until 10 p.m. there. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Pastor, if you can, give your number again.
The number is 267-737-9447. Yep.
I'm going to tell my producer I want him to post my number because he gave his number a couple times. So I feel kind of jealous. So I want to give my number. If you have any questions about anything, you can call me. My number is 911. If nobody pick up, call the police.
Wow. Wow.
That's a bad joke,
wow.
I know.
Wow.
I'm getting it. I'm about to get buzzed.
Oh, my goodness.
There we go.
Come on, bring it. But I got him to write it down, though. it's all about having fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the Silver Birthday Club, some of our senior ambassadors go, and they really enjoy themselves.
Yes.
And they've actually messaged you to take them, wanting to take them, but they have their own transportation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what we do is we have area coordinators. And at the York House, also at Germantown House. Then we also have another stop on Shelton Avenue that the name is not coming to me right now. But the seniors that are in those facilities, we have a bus route for those that would like to attend. And they're able just to hop on that limousine bus, sit back, ride there, and after the event, they get dropped right back off at their residence. So, yeah, when we say free, it's really free. Only thing you have to do is just step on the bus. Yeah.
And the food is really good.
Yeah, it's good. Good food. We partnered up with Southern Comfort Kitchen. Miss Yanni Williams, her and her husband and family. You know, those that have had her food, you know that it's incredible. So she's there. Each week at both locations, making sure that the seniors get delicious food. She also does senior platters. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I reached out to her, because prior to the Silver Birthday Club. She was making sure that the seniors in the communities were able to get good, warm, hot food, Southern flavored, I'm talking about delicious, and in portions that were good for seniors. And I think it's $8 a platter, which comes with a salad and some dessert and something like that. I mean, it's something that's amazing. And this service is needed so much because a lot of the seniors, you know, they're not cooking at this age, and they don't have individuals that attend to them properly. And so getting a TV dinner and or, you know, canned food is the plight of a lot of the seniors. So this is an amazing service. I wish I had one of her flyers here. But Southern Comfort Kitchens is an amazing partner.
We'll probably have her on a radio station one day. And speaking of nutrition, there's a lot of misinformation about nutrition, the lack of nutrition. And I know I'm probably getting off course, but again, when we're talking about seniors and we talk about people, you know, I suffer from tendonitis in my heels for so many years. Never understood why the problem was happening. I've seen all types of specialists over the years, and no one could do anything until I figured it out. God works in mysterious ways. I've always wondered, you know, because it would always happen while playing a sport. So it's like, okay, you strained it. You did something because you just overdid it. You know, one of the things that would happen whenever I lift weights, I would lift for 3 months and then my body would break down. Then I would have to wait for it to regenerate because I would blow my shoulders out. And then it finally dawned on me. My body's saying, no, you can't do this until you get this. Until you receive the proper nutrients, I'm going to slow you down so you don't overdo it and do some permanent damage. So a lot of times when our bodies are beginning to fail us, it's a warning sign that we need to take in something before we do something. Meaning a lot of times we're going to live a sedentary lifestyle because our body's not going to allow us to push ourselves because we're lacking a lot of or certain types of nutrients. And I think it fuels the medical world, the lack of nutrition, because medicine in this country is not designed to cure you. If they cured you, they would lose what? Money. So a lot of times we're our own worst enemy, because God said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And on that note, I'm going to actually do a quick commercial for Meals America. I'm going to read their flyer where it says, your health is our priority. We offer free meals for eligible adults. They are based in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, but they travel all over. And these meals, they are low in sodium. They could be vegetarian, kosher, Asian, and gluten-free. And it is a free service. These meals are delivered absolutely free for those who qualify. I believe you have to be on Medicaid. And they will make meals according to your medical situation. I've been to their facilities, a huge warehouse. They're going to be coming to some of our events. And they actually donated $500 to the Federation. And now they're going to be a corporate sponsor going forward. So we look forward to working with them, bringing them on the radio, talk about the type of service that they are providing and what they like to do for our community and for the Federation. You know, I find that, you know, when we work with businesses, and this may be a touchy subject, it is for me. I find working with black men very difficult, black men who own businesses. And we were talking about this with the senior ambassadors just just the other day, you know, I've talked to some businesses, and I'm not talking about small businesses. These are large businesses, especially the African American community. They generate a lot of revenue, but they put nothing back. Why is that? I do not get it. And we were talking about it yesterday with our seniors, and the day before, how money that is generated really don't cycle the right way in our community. I have an issue with that. I do take issue, even though we are an organization, a minority organization. You think about, Pastor, where a lot of our donations come from. It doesn't come from black businesses. They come from white businesses. When I go to a black business, they're like, well, you know, who are you? What are you? How do I know you're going to do this and that? I don't get any of that really from any other culture. I don't. But yet that they'd be the first one to say, why can't you promote my business? And though I will, but it's like, it doesn't cut both ways. I never really understood that. And I talk about this a lot. You know, the reason why we have the ghetto is again, because, you know, if Bryant was here, we talk about ill. The urban community is ill. And the acronym for that is intentional leveraging leaving the community. And if you put a W in front of it, it becomes will. And that's willful intentional leveraging. And we don't do that. And the reason why we don't have the W is because the men do not join together. That's an issue. That is an issue. But you know what? I'm going to keep marching to God's order. You know, I question all the time. You know, I try not to get angry. The operative word is try. You know, working with some of the churches and the lack of trust, lack of transparency with what we're going to do, what we say we're going to do, so forth. And, you know, I find it very difficult, sometimes disheartening. But, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And once you understand, you know, we've been brainwashed, for lack of a better word, to do harm to one another. Because this is a simple fix. It really is a simple fix. Just all we have to do is work together. But we don't.
Well, see, that's where I want to interject right there, because that's where you're wrong. Because you have started a new narrative that we are falling in behind your lead, and we're going to be the ones that change it. That's what I see happening. I do agree with what you say as far as us not working together prior to, but this is a new day,
you know,
and Pastor, under your leadership,
Pastor,
I've seen it over the past 3 or 4 months.
I want to fight you.
That, well, you know, we'll just have to fight, because I'm not backing down on the things that I've seen you do. I'm not backing down on the presentations that I have heard you give. I'm not backing down on the lives that I have seen you change over the past 3 or 4 months. And to my understanding, the people that are in leadership and or working to drive your vision forward are black men. Now, we need to continue on, because I know every church that I've been in, I know that every senior building that I've been in, that everyone has been grateful. They've been surprised, and they've all been blessed, and I have not heard anything but good reviews from it. And so the narrative is changing under your leadership. And no, you may not toot your own horn, but see, that's the only way that the narrative is going to be changed, because it's the only narrative that's being told. The other one it's a new day. It's time for us to talk about divine resources. It's time for us to talk about the different things that you have set, the Federation. And we have to block out everybody else. We have to block out what they didn't do, what they aren't doing, and just put our shoulders to the wheel and keep on doing what we're doing under your leadership. And, you know, God is going to give the increase.
No way.
And he's going to change those hearts of those people that do not understand that there can be a change. And with God, all things are possible. And with your leadership, I'm convinced that we're going to
This is why I'm a bad boy. I don't mean that in a good way. Because if my producer was looking at me, I'd have been like, you know what? He makes sense. Turn him off.
Oh, wow.
Turn him off. He's making too much sense. Because you know what? I want to be a spoiled little brat and go on my rant because I'm in my feelings. There you go. He's going to come up with the baby cry. Come on. Let's do it.
Baby. Oh, but baby.
There it is. You know, sometimes you want to vent, right?
Yeah.
We do know that. We know, and I'm being very serious. What happened to Moses? He became frustrated. And what did he do? Those thick-necked people, and he hit the ground. God said, you know what? Did a good job, but you can't come. I feel that way sometimes. You're not going into the promised land. I'm taking you home. You know, I get very frustrated. Very frustrated. And sometimes people, I have thick skin. Lord knows I have thick skin. But sometimes, I want to tell people off. I really, really do. I'm like, what are you doing? And we have an opportunity to change what is going on. And I know what you just said. It has happened. It is. I had some of my senior men just a few days ago. Michael, I'll follow you anywhere. I'm down with the cause. And whatever you need, I'm there for you. You know, so on one hand, I'm crying like a baby. No, because you think you should have more support for our community with all these young men out here killing each other who have no sense. And I always say it, this happened on our watch. It happened on our watch. We need to take responsibility for what's going on out there, at least to the point that what we can change. And I know everyone has their own agenda. It is. You have your own agenda. You have your own way to handle things. It's not that my way is the best way. It's the only way. It's the right way. It's not that. You know, because I try to help as many organizations as possible. And I'm flawed. I am seriously flawed. McCara, don't answer that. Don't chime in on that either. And I have a board who will call me thick-head, and I said thick just to make sure no one get that misinterpreted. I see a couple of the men here laughing, but yes, I'm hard-headed, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it isn't. You know, when we had our event, we pressed through, and a number of our board members expressed canceling the event. I'm so grateful that, the senior ambassadors pressed forward and had the event, and a lot of good things happened by it. So, sometimes I just think for something like this, it deserves to have more attention. But then if you did have more, then we probably wouldn't be dependent on God as much, because Lord knows I only do this because God has ordered me to do it. So I don't know why I went on that rant, but we were supposed to have a call in. Councilman O was supposed to call in. I'm still waiting for his call. I don't know what's going on with that, but We're going to talk about also Complete Care, Complete Health Care. They are a home care agency. They've been around for over 10 years, and they provide service throughout the five regions. And if you know someone who needs home care, and that is help preparing meals, help transitioning from one place to the next, getting dressed, doing work around the house, you can call Complete Home Care. Their number is 610-713-0443. Again, it's, I say Complete Home Care, it's Complete Health Care Services. I just want to get that right. It's Complete Health Care Services. And their number is, and I got the number wrong as well, it's 610-713-0441. No, I actually did get that right. 610-713-0441. They are also a part of the Federation, and they are a corporate sponsor. So we look forward to working with them. I don't have the information, but we are going to have dedicated on the radio next week. They're going to be a corporate sponsor as well. And we would like to express our appreciation for them working. And again, a lot of these organizations, they're not black organizations, but they decided to join the cause and help our plight and help changing our community. They're offering jobs. They're putting back in the community. So we need to support those who support our community. And we want to begin to reach out to some of our minority businesses and begin to promote them. It's not all about them giving us something and being a part. Even though it helps us, we want to always and constantly give back. Though we do, I would like to give back in this area as well. McCary, your thoughts?
I think you've hit it right on the nail. Though the businesses, some of the businesses are not black businesses or black owned, they do service the black community and they are a part of our communities, which is why we should support them. And I also agree with you that the Federation's view is we want everyone to grow together. A couple of months ago, we talked about we want to be in the business of giving each other bootstraps and helping each other pull ourselves up and out. So as we move forward, if you are interested in the Federation, want to know more information or possibly join or just want to have a conversation, please go to thefbmb.com and go to contact, and you can leave your contact information and somebody will get back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm curious to know just some suggestions that you think that we could probably share as it relates to supporting some of the businesses, some of the, I guess, minority-owned businesses. I know some of the things that come from out of interviewing some minority-owned businesses is that, you know, hey, every time somebody comes in, they want a discount, this, that, and the third. They always want to get something free. And the mindset of a lot of minority business owners is that, you know, the community, their community is always looking for free, 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 free. What are some suggestions that you would like to share or would think could help us as, I guess, some things to do to kind of help our own minority businesses in our community? Any thoughts on that?
Right. So I think part of the issue is value, right? When people ask for a discount, it's, do you not view this product as worthy full price? I think very oftentimes we fall into the trap of you're my friend and, you know, you could really help me out. And so we ask for that discount or look out, brother, look out, sister, you know, look out for a sister. But I think as from a business perspective, you need to stand tall in your prices and know that you are worth what you price. Because I, you know, I'm of the belief of, you know, once you give an inch, they take a mile. So you offer a discount to A, they're going to tell all their friends and come back. From a consumer perspective, I think we need to acknowledge the businesses that choose to be in our communities and to service our communities. Because just because somebody is Black owned or minority owned does not mean they have to service the minority community. Does not mean they have to choose us to be their clientele. So I think it is on one part, the business owner creating value in their product. And then on the consumer side, we need to be more cognizant of the fact that this is a business. This is somebody who has gone out of their way, put their savings on the line, put their life on the line to really create something. So I think as a community, we need to change our mindset mm-hmm. on what a small business is and actually view it as something that is collective.
Yeah. Right now we have Dr. Schaefer on the line. Dr. Schaefer, how are you?
How are you? Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. Dr. Schaefer is a young man who's been practicing medicine for quite some time. He's a young man. He just celebrated his 75th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to hide that. Thank you. I don't want anybody to know, but I guess it's a great accomplishment. And I just want everybody else to stay healthy and well. And maybe we can give you some pointers on how to get to this level of achievement of age 75.
Yes, Dr. Schaefer, if you don't mind, tell us what type of doctor you are.
I'm a podiatrist by training. What I do is I evaluate the way people walk and stand, and I make sure that they have good stability so that they don't trip and fall. And we also take care of any peripheral, that's the extremities, swelling and disruption of your joints and your skin and your toenails.
So, Doc, when somebody walk out of your life, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Do you help people do that?
When they walk out of your life?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
That's another bad joke.
It's another bad joke. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's a bad joke.
Where do you practice at? I know where you're going to be practicing at, but...
Right. We're currently in Upper Darby in Norristown and up in the far northeast at Grand Avenue at Bluegrass. And we also do house calls.
Okay. And you are you part of Dr. Silberg, the pain management as well?
We do we do pain management. We also take care of people that have been injured in motor vehicle events and have gotten hurt at work. And our primary impetus these days is to make sure that the senior community is well taken care of. We intend to be doing annual wellness visits in the community for Medicare recipients.
Yeah, we're going to be working, I guess, together side by side at the York House.
Looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Yes, we're looking to get started with that right away, and you know. Your feet are very important, extremely important, because once you begin to lose your ability to navigate from one point to the next, it affects your whole entire body, your arms, everything.
Well, you know what? We also have determined that the stress on the joints from the midfoot through the ankle joint through the knees and up into the hips increases as we gain weight and as we lose equilibrium and stability of the whole axial skeleton. So it's vitally important to make sure that people have good balance, good nutrition, that they're not overweight, and that they've got some ample and proper nutritional sustenance.
So at the age of 75, it seems like you're just going strong. How do you do it?
I go dancing every night. I don't stop. And I just keep focused on what's called purpose. If you don't have purpose in life, there's no reason to go on. So I'm driven by the daily re-understanding of what my purpose is, and I combine that with an every evening dance event.
Because you have the gait, the walk of a young man.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes.
And I don't know if it's because you date so many women or, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
So, but on a serious note, you're very youthful, and it doesn't look like you're slowing down anytime soon.
No. Every day I'm looking for a new way to improve myself. So I think that really lights the fire to keep moving forward.
So I look to be like you when I turn 75. Running around and on the market and breaking hearts, telling the 40-year-olds they're too old for you.
That's right. That's what's been happening. I'm always in trouble that way.
We do look forward to working with you, you being a part of the Federation and us supporting you, you supporting us. It's going to be a tremendous union. Again, as soon as we get everything set up, I'm going to be promoting the services at all our senior buildings. And I'm going to be introducing you to some of the other medical facilities that we work with. So there's going to be a lot of referrals that they can give you and you can give them. So
That's
going to be ongoing, and as soon as we, you know, hopefully next week we can start.
That would be great. That would be a great target date. I'm really looking forward to it.
In the meantime, how do people get a hold of you?
I've got two really wonderful phone numbers. They can either find me by dialing 215 the foot, that goes right to me, or they can reach me by calling 844-MEDICARE. 844-MEDICARE is something that's just a beautiful way of us directing our patients to getting the right medical care for their future health. And that way, if they reach me there, I can come right out to them for a house call, or we can refer them to the right physician.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with your memory. Again, look forward to working with you. You're listening to WWDB, the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. You can reach us at thefbmb.com. I'm your host, Michael Sloan, with our guest host, Pastor Billy Thompson, and our other host, Makara. And we're missing Brian Fagans this week. He's in Minnesota holding down the fort. Hopefully he'll be joining us next week. But we had our guest host, Pastor Thompson, who filled in admirably. Thank you for coming. Hope you had a blast.
Always have a blast here with you. Thank you for allowing me to come and share, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we have an event a little later on at Angela Court's. In West Philly, I'm going to be doing smoothies and what else? I'm doing some teas and healing massaging. If you have arthritis, come on out. I can be reached at 267-210-1807. Thank you for joining us. Have a good week, folks. Make it amazing.
Have a great one.
What you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best they can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't.
don't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. Only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time.